Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ozzie Guillen.
That was a White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst.
La Pantera. My main is La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2000 World Series winning manager for the White Sox.
Tying run at second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series!
No hold bar baseball opinions.
Well, you know what? Because I was the manager of White Sox, I says, hey, everybody stay on the field. Leave the lights on. We practice to 2 o'clock in the morning. Everybody go back to the field. Let's go. There's nothing you can do about it. You're just like, oh my God, what is this?
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Hawk. On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie Guillen joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ozzie, good morning. Oh, goodness gracious, that was a rough one last night.
Oh, boy.
You think it's going to be a good morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you're a White Sox fan. You follow White Sox. You watch a game.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm watching a lot of, few games, obviously. But what I see last night, it was a shock. Because, you see, if you hit the ball to Madrid, 100% will catch it. 99% will catch it. And I know, you can drop the ball like touching your glove, or you don't see the ball, you take the eyes out of the ball. But they hit you right straight on the head with a fly ball to second base without moving. That was a shot. That was like a very, very, very crazy game. And another way to lose in Kansas City, and the crazy way to lose in Kansas City.
Ozzie, obviously that doesn't happen all the time. It's one of those low light highlights, bloopers that you're going to see time and time again. So you're Chase Meidroth. If you're his manager, what is the way you respond to that? Would some guys bench him? Would some guys play him? Would some guys publicly support him? If you're Chase Meidroth's manager, how do you react to the highlight that nobody missed if they're paying attention to baseball?
I'll tell you what, I'll go to them and say, hey, you're going to draw more balls. You'll be my second, you are my shortstop, you're my second baseman. Don't worry about what happened. But you know what? Say yes to the show. I think what happened to that kid. Okay, first of all, game's over. I bet you feel very bad. Step up.
Ozzie, hold on a second. Hold on a second. We got to clean up that line because I want to hear what he has to say about that. I think it's an important statement he's making here because I know what you mean, David, but I don't know. I think that that's punishment.
Well, I'm not advocating
the public
humiliation. I'm not advocating that you bench him.
You used the word punitive this morning.
I wondered if he would do that. I'm asking a question. We have a manager as our expert. We have a World Series winning manager who is our analyst. I don't care what I would do. I didn't say I'd bench him.
No, but you made it sound like someone needs to do something about it.
I wondered if that would be a response that you felt bad for him. You wanted to give him a hug.
You listen.
Dustin wanted to give him a seat. I was somewhere in between.
We got Ozzie back. Here's what I think. I'll just tell you what I think. I think you got about two or three guys you want to watch play, and that kid's one of them.
True.
And so I don't know. I want to punish everyone connected to the organization, but not necessarily that young player.
But Ozzie, you said last night after the show that you'd want to be on the infield taking practice till 2 a.m. till the lights are on.
Oh, it was. You know what? I don't know. I remember playing Yankee for Lauderdale spring training. I think Bobby Mitchell make an error on the shortstop, and I remember leaving the ballpark spring training, and they keep Bobby Mitchell taking ground balls at shortstop with the lights on. But no, that kid I think he's a good future for the White Sox. When we cut off, I tip my hat to that kid. Why? Because the sooner the game's over, obviously feel very bad, like everybody out in that dugout clubhouse should feel. And the soon the media come, we go back in the air, and it was that kid. Talk to the media. Talking mm-hmm. with the media. 20 years old, 22. A lot of guys, 90% of the players, they will be hiding in the clubhouse. They will be in the training room. They will be taking a shower. They will be taking forever. Talk to the media. The first time, you know, we back in the air, that kid talking to the media. I tip my hat to him. I can't wait to see him say how much we appreciate what it did. You know what I mean? It just, because believe me, when you make this type of errors, you not want to be seen by no one. And one thing I'll be aware, I will talk to him today about it. Say, listen, the game's over yesterday, history, don't worry about it. Keep playing the way you be playing and move on. Move on, because worse errors than that. And that's part of the game. When you're on the field, you're going to make mistakes. And that's what you're going to, you know what I mean? You're going to make more good plays than make mistakes. But I was trying to figure out, we have the game planned. By the way, we show a little bit what we're going to show is they win the game. You know what I mean? Everything was great. Everything, yeah. They play great baseball. They do a lot of great things out there, pitching well, you know, make this play in the field, big base hits, moving guys over. You know, it's a lot of little things happened, and all of a sudden, everyone went to drain in the nine. The only bad thing about that game was how they end the game, but besides that, they're playing pretty good baseball, exciting baseball, pretty well playing. But it's kind of crazy thing. Every time they go to Kansas City, in Cleveland, you know, a lot of great, ugly things happen, but hopefully, they're strong enough mentally to know they had a new game today and they cannot do anything but the game last night.
I got to tell you, Ozzie, see, you know, when I watch a game like that, I get mad about it, but I try to make sure I'm mad at the right people. And I wonder, like, how can you put a group together like that? How do you in good conscience charge for a ticket when that's the team you're putting together? And I mean, here's my problem. They have one save on the year. One. Every other team in baseball, even Colorado, has at least four saves. And you look at it and you say, why can't they just come in and get out of a game? What, they had the game won. They picked up an extra run. They gave one back. But you got to be able to close a game. You got to be able to end a game and win it. And instead, you got Bobby Witt Jr. every time you play that team coming out. And I know he damages a lot of teams, but it's like the guy's like, anytime he plays the White Sox, he just beats them. And you know, you're sitting there, and that guy was taking one pick before Andrew Vaughn, and I'm watching Andrew Vaughn again, and, you know, he's doing better. He's doing better than he's been doing. But why the hell is Tim Elko not up here if you guys leading the whole minor league system? I just don't understand what they're doing.
Well, it's one thing I said last night about Elko. It's just three things can happen. You know what I mean? You're in the minor league. You're playing true play with this kid, and you're his teammate. And they walk to the ballpark. They see him in the closet. Man, you're still here? Number one. Then number two, Eric will be like, man, what I should do to be in the big league? What I would, you know, I do it everything I have to be in the big league, right? That's number two. And number three, when you're a part of this organization and you have a guy playing that well and Junior got called up, people say, like, I ain't signing with the White Sox. Look at what happened to this man. Or look at what's going on. Why they're not moving people up? I think the organization, I know what they're telling Chris Guest what to do. I don't know what the plan is. But we said in the last week and like the week after, before that, this guy is the best pinch hitter in the team, best one. And we all love to pinch hit. He loved to pinch hit. My God. He just, every time they had a chance, pinch hit. Okay, this kid, he can resolve a lot of problems. He can play a little bit of first base to help Funny. He can be a DH and know how to care of DHing. Roberts, DH. Roberts can DH.
Yep.
Roberts cannot DH. And to me, Carroll, I know they want to keep in the lineup. I know they want to. He's been great hitter. He's been good. He's not a DH. I think, okay, bring a DH. The guy can be a DH. And I think I know exactly. I don't know the reason. I wish I know the reason why they not bring this guy up to at least we can see somebody in the lineup can at least hit a home run or can get a good at bat or at least keep fans be happy. Make fans happy. Make people around White Sox baseball be happy. I don't know exactly. I don't know what they're winning, what's going on. And I feel bad for this kid because this kid had a chance to, you know, to put himself in big league. You never know. And on the show, he never had the chance. They should call him up. They have to call him up just because a lot of positive things will happen to the organization. Because when you do that, players around them say, oh, my God, look at this. They called this guy up. Man, we had a chance too. You know, it's just so many things can happen. And I think they should be in the, it should be in the big league.
Ozzie, those are great points.
Yeah, that's great.
I also wonder what you think about the decision not to start Luis Robert Jr. yesterday. I know they have a long stretch of games, I think 26 and 27 days, but he was red hot. And I know he entered the game in the ninth inning as a defensive replacement, so he didn't get the entire night off. I just wonder, don't you have to keep a guy who's that hot in the lineup? And was that a decision that maybe there's more to it than we don't know? Maybe he is a little bit more banged up than we realize.
I think he should be. I hope he's banged up. You know why? I have to turn my switch off when I talk about baseball because I always think about, man, I play 162 games. I was 135 pounds. I don't care how much I hit. I don't care what I was doing. I play 162 games. Okay, this guy have, you know, history of injuries. We know that. But if you want to give him a day off, how about tomorrow? Tomorrow is the day game. I'm going to give you a day off, day game after night game. That's when I'm going to do a day off. The thing he picked me, because when they talk to Will, they say the trainer or whatever he told him, he needs to stay out his left foot one way. Who are the trainers or the you know, doctors or whatever it is, to tell the manager what kind of lineup we're going to make because this guy needs to stay off his feet. You know, you say, oh, the general manager told me this. Oh, all right, we talk about it. But when they tell me, when I hear, that comes from Will Pettibone's mouth, say, oh, you know, or trainers or, you know, or PR people, whoever come out to us, I think you should get a Pantera day off. I never see, you know what I mean? I grew up in the old school when Hermie Snyder pushed you to play. I said, what? You're not getting no day off. Go play. And he pushed you to go to play. And that's why when I talk about baseball, I got it from my switch off because I grew up that way. Okay, you want to give him day off? All right, that's fine. But you're not going to get day off night game after night game. You got to get day off tomorrow. Tomorrow should be a great day off. Play tonight, day off. I'll get you a day off day game after night game. That's talk about it. Also, they make him play defense one inning too late because right. All the songs they put out, I don't remember his name. That kid playing in center field was played go to left field. He might catch the ball, but the ball Perez hit. It'd be a different ball game. But you know, what I mean, I think they're babysitting those players too much, man. They like, you know, what I mean, I don't know. It's just like, hey, man, you playing, and at least if something behind the scene, we don't know.
Right.
You know, it's really
right.
hamstring sore. Or at least yes. that happened. I said, dang, I have to back up.
Right.
If this guy is not hurt or sore or have an injury, he should be playing every day.
But he was put in the game. That's why it makes you think he wasn't that hurt.
But I felt exactly the same way when I saw him out of the lineup, that there was some secret injury.
There's got to be.
Because I read over the weekend that they're trading him before the end of May. I mean, okay, if they're going to, we're desperate to get rid of him because he's got to go. I don't understand why you want to then protect him unless you're worried that he won't be available to be traded.
One thing about it, right now, I'm a big fan of him. I talk to him a lot. You know, I ask him a few questions, personal questions about Brady. But I think this kid is not playing the way he should be playing. He's not going to get traded. No way. No way. And by the way, whatever team he trade, he'd be batting seven, eight.
Right.
Because you have better lineup than the White Sox. And something is just like the tools he have, and he show flash. He can still do it. He's still a young guy, still good. I'm a big fan of him. But I think those guys need people to push, treat him bad, treat him like nothing, like treat him like no babysitting, just treat him like the way he should be treated. You do this or you don't play. You do this or you'll be punished. You don't do this, you'll be batting nine. Show people I will invest in you to make you better. That's the way it will be, because the way they're doing it right now for the last 3 years doesn't work. They let those guys like, hey, you know what? I didn't sleep good last night. I don't feel good to play today. You know what I mean? Come on. What is that? What's the deal with that? And that's why I think we'll have to learn from that. I think we'll come from old school baseball. I hope they don't change their mentality about treating players. I think we all should be three players the way they treat him. Yeah, because they was like, hey, go ahead, son. We're down by 20 rounds. Just go ahead. But we got to get this guy and push it to the limits to see the best out of them. We see the best out of the kids, the yep. Baldwins, the Carrolls, the young guys. Amazing. They go out and play the game, and it's fun to watch those kids play. Why everybody can do that?
It's a good question. They're playing better baseball. Up until last night, which was reminiscent of last season, they are playing a brand of baseball that is more watchable, Ozzie, and there seems to be a response to just the manager, if nothing else. But I do wonder if Luis Robert Jr. would respond to that kind of tough love, but I don't know where he's going to get it. So it's going to have to come from within.
Well, you know why? You got to have a tough love, because everything you had before in the past is like, hey, honey, you okay? How you feel today? And I think if that don't work, you got to do something different. You got to something to do, you know, I mean, something, it's like you have a son. You have a son living in your house. You say, listen, bro, that's where we're going to do stuff. And you're nice with him. And if your son don't respond the way you think, hey, it's time to put, hey, no way. Whip it out. Say, no, that's the way we're going to do it in my house. If you don't want to do it, you know what to do. In my house, we're going to do stuff this way. No babysit them. You give them the opportunity, they take advantage of the opportunity, or they don't. Then you got to treat people the way you should be treated.
I got to tell you, Ozzie, you made more sense with your comment on Tim Elko than anything I've heard about it since. I everyone's arguing, well, you know, then what are you going to do with Vaughn and how's Vaughn? Listen, if you have a guy that's playing as well as he's playing and you are not promoting him, you're sending a message to the entire organization. You're sending a message to everyone at AAA, Double A, Single A, as well as the Major League Ball Club. You've got to get the best players on the team, period, end of story, and you find something for them to do once they get there.
Besides that, oh man, I'm going to continue to play hard. Look, I'm going to have this opportunity. And when they see that, believe me, it's a lot of talking in the minor league. You know, a lot of talking. Like, you don't think Santos feel bad to see this kid every day, like, oh, God, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, they showed you If you're not a prospect, you know, we don't care about you. How about that?
Right, right.
If you're not a prospect, if you're not a prospect, we don't care about you. I think they have to. I just for the good of the organization, for the good of the fans, for the good of the kids, and for the good of the rest of the guys play for this organization. They got to do it. By the way, if they don't have a place for him to play, I understand. Where are we going to put this kid? Where are you going to play? We call him up. Yes, I understand that. But right now, I got three spots, DH, first base, and pinch hit. Three spots, that guy can fill it up a hole very easy. Maybe the guy got to the big league, failed, but at least you give him the opportunity to fail. And don't fail by two at-bat, three at-bat. Fail for good at-bat to see what this kid can do, because he will replace guys. They're not hitting good either.
It's a great point. Great stuff, Ozzy, as always. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Oz.
All right, guys.
All right. Right now, how about this? You get your opportunity to win. Just be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line. That's 312-540-0670. And you will win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape. 312-540-0670. Mully and Haw, we're going to get back to the Cubs. They got a game today, too, by the way. Mully and Haw on the Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I haven't really had much opportunities to throw, but, you know, that's not on anybody but myself. You know, I have to stay ready. I have to be off the mound all the time. You know, I got to be, you know, proactive and staying sharp. And I guess I need to get a little bit more work off the mound when stuff like that happens. But like I said, I just, you know, it's all on me tonight. I didn't do my job.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is the voice of Ryan Pressly. He is the Cubs' closer.
He's the closer.
Nominally the closer?
No, he's the closer. He's his job.
He's supposed to be.
He just didn't do it very well last night. And he owned it.
He's
and I give him.
Closer?
I give him respect for that. Now, let's be consistent here. Did you hear Ozzy talk about Chase Mydroth? He gave him respect, and he complimented him for being front and center, holding himself accountable once he made a mistake that loud and something that everyone around baseball saw. I said the same thing earlier about him and Ryan Pressly.
Yes, you did.
Being accountable, and you kind of scoffed.
I don't scoff. I think, where is the bar, Mr. David? I wonder, are we going to congratulate guys for standing up
Not congratulate, just
that
commenting.
That should be expected.
It should be.
I agree with you. I just don't like giving anyone kudos for doing what I believe is their requirement.
Well, I agree with that sentiment, but I also think that in the context of what I said, I ripped Ryan Pressly, said it was unacceptable. You can't give up 9 runs and still be the closer. And then I said at least he had the responsibility, and he felt the maturity to face the questions post-game. And I thought that was commendable. But the other stuff is unacceptable, and that's where we have a problem.
And all I'm saying is that if a guy ever were to give up the 9 runs and then go hide in the training room,
yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, I think we would light him up.
Oh, definitely. And he still deserves a little bit of, you know, we need to scrutinize why this happened, and will it happen again? What do the Cubs do, say, this afternoon if they have a lead? If they're winning 4-3 in the 9th inning today, who do they go to? Who does Craig Counsell call on?
Well, the guy, how many pitches did he throw?
26.
I'm just saying. Well, I don't think you go to him.
Probably not available, right?
Yeah, probably not available.
Porter Hodge pitched an inning. Is he not available?
He might be
available.
These are
major league closers. They pitch back-to-back days. I know it's day game after night game. Is he not available? He's pitched twice since April 20th. He's pitched twice. He pitched April 27th against the Phillies. He pitched Thursday in Pittsburgh, and he pitched last night.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him out there.
For what reason? Fatigue or lack of trust?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, Hodge basically threw half the amount of pitches that Pressly threw, for what it's worth.
I know.
I'm just saying. I also think there's a team aspect of this too, right? Like, your teammates. And you're the manager of the
team. Expand on that, though.
You're the manager of the team.
Yeah.
You have a responsibility to the other 18, 20 guys, right?
25. So, there's 26-man roster.
26-man roster.
25
He's not
guys.
Part, so 25. You got a responsibility to them to say, listen, he didn't get it done yesterday. You know, Porter kept us in the game, right? Porter kept us in the game yesterday.
You could look at it the other way, Dustin. You could look at it the other way.
Of course you could. I'm just
saying. You could say, you know what? I'm going to tell these 25 other guys, when you make a mistake, I still believe in you. Here you go. Here's the ball.
When you make a big mistake,
do it again.
Those are both good ways to look.
Oops, we did it again.
I'm just giving you what I would do.
Yeah, I don't
today,
know.
Today, if it's 4-3, I'm going Porter Hodge, me personally. You know,
here's the thing. I feel that the 26 pitches gives you an excuse to not want to look at that again.
Guys, Porter Hodge threw 15. We're talking about a difference 15. In 11 pitches.
I said 15.
15's
half.
Nothing.
No, you still got up. You still got loose. You still had a high leverage situation. He pitched an inning.
He actually got 3 outs.
I know. He got 3 outs.
That's Ryan the goal Pressly usually, right?
Got no outs. I think that it's a worthy question because the Cubs ideally are going to have a lead in the 9th inning today. Hopefully it's comfortable and it's like 10-3.
Yeah.
And they score double digits and they're hitting all the home runs and all of those things and they don't have an issue. They don't have a high leverage situation. But if they do, I will be very curious.
If the Cubs win and Pressly gets a save, I'll be happy. I'll be clicking my heels tomorrow morning when we get in here. But if the Cubs lose and Pressly's part
heels.
Of it, we're going to rewind this tape.
Can you think Dustin could click his heels?
I think he means that like in a Ron Santos.
Oh, okay.
I think he's just kind of.
You don't think I can click my heels?
I'd like to see that.
You could click
I know
your
I
heels.
Can't dunk a basketball.
That'd be good content for our Twitch stream.
But you mean it more.
I did mean it like Ron Santos.
Yeah.
Metaphorically.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I get it. I do wonder.
My work wife gets me.
The guy. the guy who also has the velocity and the swing and miss stuff that I wonder if we're giving enough credit to or wondering about aloud. Daniel Palencia, he's got closer possibility, doesn't he?
Well, he threw 13 pitches yesterday, David.
I know.
But yes, he does. He had. Here's the other thing. If you really dive in, and we've done a good job of it this morning, diving into what Craig Counsell said after the game. Mm. I think he said it twice in two different parts of his press conference. He's missing the swing and miss stuff, talking about Presley.
Yes.
And that, so, you know, again, when you get into that situation, you're looking to, you know, forget about the soft contact that we talk about. Swing and miss. And you always got swing and miss stuff. To your point, David.
Valencia.
Right? He's got swing and Porter Hodge has swing and miss stuff. So I think you're looking for a swing and miss type guy in the back.
You know who else does? Mason Miller.
Well, he's got a great swing and miss.
It's not going to happen this month. It's not going to happen this season. I'd be surprised. The A's are in their own.
Here we go again. Here's David's daily appreciation of the A's.
I'm totally joking. Listen, check the standings out, okay?
I know.
Check the standings.
I won't. It's before Memorial Day. You can't force me to.
Well, it's before Memorial Day, and the Cubs already have a closer crisis.
Second place Athletics.
Yes, thank you. They have
wins. They've got 10 more wins than the White Sox.
They have.
Is that the standard?
Closer under contract control for years to come.
Sox should be embarrassed. The team they put out there.
Ryan Presley right now, it's not going well. I think we can agree on that.
Yes,
the Ryan Presley experience has not gone according to plan.
But if Dustin is correct and holds up what Craig Counsell said yesterday, then the Ryan Presley thing is not going to go well. He is not going to suddenly have swing and miss stuff. He doesn't have swing and miss stuff. And that's going to be a problem.
Said it the first day he failed. Yes. A big Craig Kimbrell vibes.
Oh, boy.
It just seems very reminiscent of a 30-something closer whose best days are behind him. What?
That was deflating. That was a punch to the gut right there.
You can joke around and say you have Kimbrell vibes, but I still have Craig Kimbrell hives. Okay? That's like a permanent scarring.
I just
from that clown.
Well, I'm not doing the name calling.
I will.
You still, that left a mark.
Yeah.
Well, it's just unfortunate, and I hope he gets his mojo back. But it's difficult, no matter how accomplished you are as a major league pitcher, it must be difficult to get past something as demoralizing as last night. It has to shake your confidence.
Well.
And it's got to shake your approach.
I mean, you know, especially if you're someone that once had that swing and miss stuff, especially if you are not the entity you once were, especially if you moved to a city you didn't really want to go to, you liked where you were, and now you're here, and now everyone knows that you should be run out.
I'm going to be really interested in how Craig Counsell handles this situation. He is I don't want to say emotionless, but I do think he does a nice job of removing emotion from the equation when he makes decisions. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of sentiment involved in whether or not he goes to Ryan Presley. Whatever he decides to do the next time that there's a save situation and Ryan Presley is healthy enough, fresh enough to be used, I'll be curious to see what effect last night has on Craig Counsell's next move.
Yeah, I think that's a very astute comment because I would imagine, David, that when he spoke the truth as he did, the guy doesn't have the swing and miss stuff. That is a damning comment to make
about a
would-be closer.
It's candid.
It is
what Craig Counsell has been more this year than I noticed last year. To be frank, Ben Brown needs to be better, right?
Yeah, he's got to be better.
That's what he said about Ben Brown publicly. And you know what Brown did?
He got better.
The next time out, he was better.
He should say it again before this game. Come on. Guy needs to be better again.
We've been saying it. Now, I hope he's better tonight or today. It's today. Robbie Ray, today. Ben Brown.
It's relatively soon, right?
We're practically the pregame show.
We're almost 12:45.
We're going to talk to Zach at 9 o'clock.
I'm saying that's pretty early.
Cubs, Giants, Pat, Ron, next. That's Zach. That's my best Zach.
That's good.
On the score, right?
On the score. Oh, yeah, on the score. He does.
I prefer your Good Morning Chicago. You're Dustin impersonation. Better than.
I'm not Grody.
Yeah. You're greater than
David's impression of Dustin, greater than his
Morning, Chicago.
That's it. That's perfect. He's got you down.
But see, I noticed that Dustin only does that on days the Cubs win.
Oh, that's
a little more upbeat.
When there's good news, I think he only does that on days the Cubs win or there's a positive story to lead the pregame
or
show.
Or a payday
with.
Friday.
Or maybe payday Friday.
Morning, Chicago.
Yeah. Good morning, Chicago.
Yeah. There's
hell, famine, anguish. It's hard.
Like this
it's hard
morning.
To turn that
this
around.
Morning, I think it was the AK intro. Like, what's AK?
Good morning. All good here.
And Dustin said, "Oh no, it's not."
Oh, I think I said not quite.
Said not quite.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you do. Your mood is definitely
impacted by that.
You
kind of look forward to, what's it gonna be like today?
Hey, Boog Sciambi was back yesterday. We didn't even mention it.
Yeah, it's good to have Boog back in the booth.
Boog back in the booth. Say that three times quickly.
It is difficult. But yeah, nice.
Boog back booth.
Nice to have Boog and JD back together. He called a heck of a game, and he had a heck of a game to call.
Right up to the end.
Yeah, he was really bad in that.
They were doing really well right up to the fact.
Let's blame Boog for the 11th inning.
Yeah, see, he brought that bad luck with him. All right, we've got we got our guy Chelly. We're going to get to talk a little hockey. There is some great ongoing things. The Blackhawks pick third. That would seemingly indicate. And I'm very curious to ask Chelly, do you just take the best player available no matter what, or do you look for guys that maybe a little bit bigger than some of the little guys you got? Do you take that into account?
You need to change your size.
Yeah. It's
get bigger.
And obviously, maybe Chelly should spend some time explaining what the hell that draft lottery was. What was the
We've only got 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. All right. Chris Chelly joins us next. Mullion Hall on the Score.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Chris Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
BetMGM ambassador. The sportsbook born in Vegas.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in. Chelios scores! Chris Chelios has won it for Chicago.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Chris Chelios, our favorite BetMGM ambassador. Check BetMGM for daily offers such as odds boost tokens and no sweat tokens. BetMGM also has you covered with countless betting options such as new look, same game parlays, teasers, live bets, so much more. And Chris joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for spring. Check them out, Aturo.com. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're recovering, I'd say, from that draft lottery. We haven't quite figured out what that was
quite
all about.
Quite confusing, Chelly.
Holy cow, was that like... I mean, they wanted you to be so inside lottery, they forgot about bringing you inside hockey. It was just bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, from it not being live to what took place is... Yeah, I don't. I can't start ripping Bettman, can I? Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
It's never made sense ever since that ball. You know, the one year where it popped in and all of a sudden it shot back into the balls again, and then at least Chicago got the pick though. That was great.
So they picked third, and it looks like they might have a choice of a forward, Chelly. They could go for a smallish guy in James Higgins from Boston College. Maybe Porter Martone is a guy who will be there. He's got more size. If you're Kyle Davidson, are you looking to change up maybe the way that you put together your you look for more size rather than somebody who might be small and more similarly in stature to, say, Bedard or Frankie Nazar?
I think at this point, the transition of trying to get bigger, you look at the back end of the defenseman, all got great size and forwards. I thought they've added some guys. Mikhailov, I think, is a big body, great skater. Thought he had a great year. Donato, but I know you mentioned guys like Donato, Nazar, Connor, that don't have a lot of size. But you need that big guy in the center. I still think you need one big guy up in the middle that's going to be that Taze, that next Taze, or, you know, a guy like, you just need that size in the middle to take on other teams' top lines.
Yeah, I'm always wondering about stuff like that, just because if you're going with like speed guys, can you afford a guy that is slower and bigger, or do you want somebody that also can move? I mean, I know ideally you want everything, but when you put a team together in most sports, you're looking for different guys with different skills. Some players have to be able to do this and someone else has to do that. And I just always wonder how much, you know, when you hear best player available, how much is it best player for us available?
Yeah, I mean, again, you hit the nail on the head. You need chemistry. You can't have one or too much. And I think when Stan Bowman took over, I feel like he kind of got away with that from, you know, we wanting a big, strong cup team where the Hawks were winning those cups. They had the Bufflins. They had, you know, big guys, big bodies. And even the guys that weren't big bursts, they played hard and nasty. So I think you look at the teams that have won the cup over the years here. St. Louis had the biggest team. Vegas had a big team. And, you know, Boston and so on. So You need that chemistry, and I think I think Kyle knows that. So I think he's doing a good job of transitioning into a bigger team and not sacrificing skill yet, but you still need that size, I think.
Chris, you've played a lot of hockey. You've seen even more. Can you put into perspective what we saw in Game 7, Saturday night, for the Stars from Mikko Rantanen, who had a hat trick in the third period, and they ended up winning?
Looks like a great signing. I mean, I thought Colorado, quite honestly, I thought they'd pull that series out. They were firing on all cylinders. But then, again, he came through. Your big players, they got to win games for you, and he sure did, stepped up. And it's been crazy. That poor St. Louis, that's got to hurt for a while, the way they went down in that Game 7, blowing that two-goal lead with, 1.6 seconds left. But It's been great. What an amazing first round, and now we're in the second round, and it's going to be some more great hockey.
I'm just curious, as you look at teams being able to win on the road, you know, the Hurricanes – 2-1 winners at the Capitals, the Oilers winning in Vegas against the Knights. Is that supposed to happen as effortlessly as it has happened in these playoffs?
I find that the first game, you know, if I was the opposing player and we're off, your mindset is just to steal one out of two. So that first game, I think all the pressure is on the home team. But at the end of the day, you know, the Game 7s, you'd much rather have it in your own building, right? So.
Right.
These guys, it's going to be a long series, and they're pretty evenly matched, these teams. The Hurricanes are, you know, if any team plays perfect games, it's the Hurricanes under Brendan Moore. They just play so structured. And now, you know, with Washington having the year they did, it's going to be a heck of a series.
It's so much fun to watch. It's great insight, and I can't wait to talk to you next week about what happens next.
Thank you so much,
all right,
Chris.
Guys.
See you, buddy.
Take care.
That's Chris Chelios, BetMGM ambassador. Great stuff from him, as always. How about the NBA playoffs, too? No one has won at home. They're winning on the road like crazy. It's crazy.
Pacers are up 2-0,
oh,
and they're going back to Indy.
It's unbelievable.
I'm thinking sweep.
Oh, my God. Will they ever allow a Halliburton in the building again? All right. We've got Zach Zabeman, the ginger-haired genius, joins us next. Mully and Hong, the score.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.